The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, we've been talking real sports now for a long, long time. NBA All-Star break, come and gone. Obviously, we got the boys of summer coming in hot. We've got March Madness right around the corner. NHL hockey in full throttle, brother. Look, if there's ever a time to get back into the sports world, March Madness could be what we need, my friend. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. March Madness, I think, is exactly what people like you and myself certainly need. We need some drama. We need some buzzer beaters. We just need something to get our juices going again, because you and I thrive off of great sporting events. We go to great sporting events, and so we need this more than ever right now.
We need, like you said, the emotions of a buzzer beater, the emotions of seeing somebody play their last 40 minutes of their career. Yeah, bro, I'm right there with you. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to get loose, we're going to get warmed up, and we're going to break down the sports world like never before. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at brightsidetaxrelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. brightsidetaxrelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit brightsidetaxrelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com. Now.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons to dive into in the sports world, Mike, but we need to talk about this because it happened in the Valley of the Sun. A relatively big splash, if you will, as far as the NFL free agency happenings, and that is them bringing J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals. An interesting move, to say the least. Obviously, getting paid pretty handsomely, a guarantee of, I believe, $23, $24 million to come here for 2 years. The total is $31 million for the 2 years. So, yeah, I think it's a $23 million guarantee. But with that being said, I've been trying to dissect and figure out this move throughout the week, obviously, like yourself. We've discussed it a little bit on the local show. Now it's time to discuss it on the national program. Look, I think this is an interesting move for several reasons. First and foremost, we all know that most of his solid productivity may or may not be behind him. However, with that being said, we also know that J.J. Watt on that defensive line is going to attract a lot of attention. So with that being said, maybe this move is somewhere in the middle of being a great move, a good move, or a bad move. We have to let it play out. That's what I'm trying to say. So ultimately, I do think they made a splash. I think that that's an interesting move by the Cardinals. They threw a ton of money at this guy, which I don't think the other front runners in the mix were going to do. So basically what they did is they took everybody else out of the equation for the J.J. Watt sweepstakes, right? So with that being said, I do think it impacts this team in a positive way. In a lot of ways, where I'm talking leadership. This is a guy that can come in and he has a work ethic. He's going to instill it upon some of these younger guys. So I think in that sense, I like the move. I like the move because he's going to draw attention. I don't like the move because it costs them a lot of money. Do you get where I'm going with this? So look, I don't know what the productivity level will be for J.J. Watt this year, but I do know he brings a lot of very positive intangibles to the equation. Now, let's see how it all develops on the field, right?
No, that's I'll just say ditto. Dwarf to everything that you said in terms of this and what kind of move it is. It's certainly a splash move. I mean, let's face it, it's J.J. Watt. We all know what he's done in the league. We all know what he brings to the table in terms of leadership, veteran leadership, and play. He still probably commands a double team. At least you got, I mean, at the very least, he's probably schemed for by, you know, offensive coordinators and the like. So he still brings plenty to the table. And I think I said on our local show the other day that that my one concern is his injuries. He's had some pretty serious injuries. He's made a decent comeback from. I mean, he did miss a game, I believe, last year or maybe one. But you know, the injury bug has bit him a few times and in a major way. So hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully he can live up to the $23 million guaranteed. that he's getting. And, you know, for a lot of people that are, that were shocked by the Cardinals doing this or by JJ Watt coming here, look, if someone's going to give me $31 million, and, but 23 of it is guaranteed, get me a pen that works. I would sign to come here in an absolute heartbeat, for that. So in a sense, you know, for JJ, it was a bit of a money grab. Let's just be honest about that, in my opinion. But I don't blame him for doing that. I don't blame any player for signing some big time contract, like, you know, like him or Deshaun or anybody else. But, you know, it certainly energized the fan base out here. That's for sure.
Yeah, gave him 31 million reasons to sign with the Arizona Cardinals. Right. Let's be honest, man. Right. And look, at this point in his career, I do think that for him, this was a move to obviously put himself in a very good spot after his career is over. And you know what? In a way, you know, I got to thinking about this as I was having a discussion with my father and another gentleman as we were out for dinner the other day. And it kind of got me thinking about where Larry Fitzgerald is, right? So right. He's always been the face of this Cardinal organization, right? I think you can kind of understand where I'm going with this. You know, they're heading in a new direction. We all know that. And does J.J. Watt help that along a little bit? Well, whereas maybe this could be the end of Larry Fitzgerald in Arizona, right? And then you have this new guy who also is just, you know, so important in the community, which J.J. Watt does a lot of. I know that he has helped out individuals throughout his career where they couldn't afford certain things, and he provided that for them. So in a weird way, like, if you could go from one great guy like Larry Fitzgerald was to this community, to this organization, and then you pass the torch to a J.J. Watt, am I onto something here? And does that mean maybe that the writing is on the wall, that Fitz is on his way out? And if that's the case, in my humble opinion, does he go to Tampa Bay with Bruce Arians and TB number 12? I mean, again, I to me, there maybe is some legs to this, Mike.
There could be some legs, but until I hear it, I'm not going to really buy into it. Fitz is going to do what Fitz is going to do. He deserves to be able to call his own shot if he wants to leave, retire, come back. You know, in my opinion, Fitz is always going to be the face of the franchise, whether he's here or not. I mean, he's what he's done. You know, you talk about J.J. Watt, what he's done in the community. Larry Fitzgerald in the Phoenix metro community has done so much since he began his time here in the Valley of the Sun. So would he want to go somewhere and win a ring? Absolutely. Do I view him as a ring chaser? Not at all. He has thoughts about him that go beyond football. Would he like to win a ring? Absolutely. So, you know, if he does go to Tampa Bay and try and hook up with TB12, I'd wish him nothing but luck. I wouldn't think anything differently of him. Until I hear it coming from Fitz, I'm going to kind of back off of speculating a little bit.
Hey, real quickly, I want to touch on this before we get to a break. Alex Smith and the Washington football team have obviously decided to part ways. And quite frankly, you know, we've talked about stopgap or whatever the heck they're called type quarterbacks where right. You're going through transition. I got news for you. You could do a lot worse than Alex Smith, right? I mean, this guy has obviously put in the work to get himself back on the field, getting himself healthy. So with that being said, I do think Alex Smith finds a home somewhere. Don't necessarily know where that is, but Alex Smith and the comeback, the Washington football team letting him go, I don't think this guy's career is over. Do you?
No, I don't think his career is over. I mean, I was thinking about this, you know, a few weeks ago in terms of where could this, if he goes, if he leaves, if he's cut or whatever it is, end up. And I think I think Tua down in Miami could use the tutelage and just kind of the smarts of Smith. I think, you know, here in Phoenix would be a decent spot for him, backing up Kyler Murray. But, you know, for what this guy has done in coming back from such a horrendous injury, cheating death. I mean, if you saw the doc series on him, you know, there was a time when this could have killed him, with infection and stuff. So for him to have comeback player of the year in the NFL was really a no brainer for anybody voting for that award. But on the other side, I'm like, you know, the Washington football team, look, I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. They got rid of their two top quarterbacks, you could argue. And to treat Smith this way, comeback player of the year. Hey, congratulations. See you later. You know, I just kind of find it, you know, kind of weird, kind of odd. You know, good luck to Smith and wherever he ends up.
Hey, not only that, I think your point is extremely well taken, right? Like, they got rid of one other quarterback that you're talking about, Dwayne Haskins, obviously, and now you look at who's on their roster, it's Kyle Allen, right? And he had a little success with the Carolina Panthers, but we all know where that wound up going. So, yeah, they got themselves some serious issues. Anyways, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson hanging out with me as he always does. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You could always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on social media, Facebook. We're Dorf on Sports there. IG, we are the real Dorf on Sports there. So, Mike, getting back into some NFL talk, because quite frankly, dude, it's all about the quarterbacks, right? And we started that trend by talking a little bit about Alex Smith. We know the disaster that's happening in Houston with Deshaun Watson. I've got several different ideas of things that I think could happen for guys like Sam Darnold, Jimmy Garoppolo, Deshaun Watson. But before I do that, Zach Wilson, not your son, Zach, but the other Zach Wilson, seems to be climbing up as far as the stock in the draft. I'm seeing as high as maybe the second quarterback being taken, which could be by the New York Football Jets, which leads me to what I think could happen with Sam Darnold. Check this out, bro, okay? This is weird, but maybe somehow, some way it does happen. Okay, so just follow me for a quick moment in time here. Sam Darnold, Jimmy Garoppolo, and the New York Football Jets, right? So you've got Jimmy Garoppolo, who's with San Francisco. You've got Sam Darnold, who's with the Jets. So how does this become a three-team deal, and how do they get the Patriots involved? Here's how it happens. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go to the Patriots, okay? Then Sam Darnold winds up getting out of the New York Football Jets, right? And he goes maybe to, let's say, San Francisco, okay? What do the Jets get out of all this, Mike? Well, they don't get any players, but they're going to load up on some more draft picks. So that's how I see them winding up taking, not your son, Zach Wilson. Following me?
Yeah. I could see that happening. Everything before the draft, I mean, you know, Andy, is speculation with fans and media. Everything is misleading, from GMs to presidents of the team to owners of the team. The only thing about this draft that we know is that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. That's the only thing we really know.
Feel bad for him, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, look, Jacksonville's loaded up on draft picks, so they're gonna rebuild this thing through the draft, and we'll see how good Urban Meyer is at identifying talent and building depth and getting players in there that fit what he wants to do. So that's something we gotta play out. But if Zach Wilson goes to the Jets, and the Jets are actually serious about him being the franchise guy, then the rest of the draft is about offensive line depth. It's about getting a running back. It's about getting receivers that can get him a target, to get him a tight end. So it's all going to be about protecting the franchise if Wilson goes there. And I'm with you, man. I mean, I've seen everything with Zach Wilson, you know, rising up the draft boards. He probably interviews pretty well, and everything. We'll see if he goes to the combine and if he throws at the combine, which I could see that going either way. I'm not a big combine guy, because it's guys running around in shorts and t-shirts. There's no defense. They're running 40 yard sprints where, you know, if you're an offensive lineman, I just think it's ridiculous to have them do a 40, because you don't really see them downfield 40 yards all that much. I think it's, people read too much into it. But to me, if you can figure out on tape what this guy does against competition, whether it's bad competition or good competition, and you think he can fit your scheme and fit what you want to do, you take the guy. Tape tells me everything. Combines don't really tell me too much. So if the Jets think that Wilson is the guy, they should take him.
That's the voice of my partner, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, talking NFL draft here at the moment. And we're obviously talking about the stock rising with Zach Wilson. What about, I mean, honestly, man, are we sleeping on Justin Fields a little bit? And then this Trey Lance guy has also risen up the ladder a little bit from North Dakota State. And again, you mentioned competition levels. So that would be my only concern about a guy like Trey Lance. But at the end of the day, look, talent is talent. Justin Fields was relatively electric for the Ohio State Buckeyes throughout the season. Obviously, they fell a little bit short in their bid for a national title. But where do you see a good fit for either one of these guys?
What if Justin Fields went to Atlanta? What do you think about him going to Atlanta and sitting behind Matty Ice for maybe a year or two? Learn the game, learn the system, learn how to be a pro. What do you think? I'm just asking, Andy, what do you think about that fit?
Look, I'm never going to put something like that out of question, because I do think that there is definitely something to sitting behind a great quarterback and learning. Obviously, I've seen it myself with my Green Bay Packers, as you know. You go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and the question was, are you leaving Aaron Rodgers on the sideline too long? And in this case, I do see Matty Ice at this point in his career as more of a mentor than a guy that could necessarily get you to the promised land. So I think that window has come and gone, quite frankly, for Matty Ice. So you might be onto something with that. And quite frankly, the guy's had a pretty productive, solid career. He has that big blemish that happened, obviously, in the Super Bowl. And to this day, I don't know if he's actually recovered from that. I don't think the Atlanta Falcons have actually recovered from that either, Mike. But I do see the value in something like that for a younger guy like a Justin Fields or a Trey Lance or whoever that newcomer may be to a team like Atlanta or some of these other places that we're talking about where they do have a veteran leader. So there's nothing bad about that, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
No, there isn't anything bad about it. And, you know, it's all fun and games for people like you and me to sit here and speculate on the draft and where they go. But at the end of the day, man, it just, what these kids show on tape is going to get them, it's going to get them picked up. And just how they interview with these teams and what the teams are exactly looking for in a quarterback and offensive lineman, you know, on the sort. I mean, my team in Miami, they have some decisions to make. I mean, they have like 9 draft picks or 10 draft picks in this draft. Do they make the trade, you know, for Deshaun? Do they move on from Tua? Cause, you know, you can certainly make the argument that they're not sold on Tua just yet. Do they draft an offensive lineman like the kid from Oregon in Sewell to help protect Tua and help his development? You know, so it's all great speculation. It's all fun to kind of try and predict all this. But you know, once again, Andy, it's just one of those things where we just got to let it play out and just see, you know, post draft what these teams, were really thinking.
Deshaun Watson could wind up with the Chicago Bears, which might make you somewhat happy. We'll see if that winds up developing there. Hey, let me ask you this, because you mentioned something, and I'm just kind of want to pick your brain on this. When does a team decide to take the best player available or to address their needs? And when they can't, basically, I'm going to take a stab at this, and you let me know if I'm correct. When they basically can no longer find something that they need, then they go for the best player available. And if that's the case, then maybe they're looking to package that person in a deal potentially maybe down the road. Yes, no, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how the way I think about it is that that's how they do it. If the person isn't there that they want to draft, you know, to me, they look at depth, or they look at, you know, okay, we know that Miami wants to take this team and say it's, you know, the LA Rams, or, you know, and the LA Rams want this player. Maybe
maybe Miami takes that player, ships them off to the Rams, and they get draft picks in return. You know, I mean, it's kind of just how everything plays out during the draft, and sometimes it's kind of a moment-to-moment thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, that's the NFL draft in a nutshell. Like, we all know Trevor Lawrence is going number one, but after that, who in the heck knows what happens? I mean, it's supposed to be about need. It's supposed to be about maybe getting the best player, but at the end of the day, it's definitely a combination of the two. I know the music's running. We got to take a break, so we'll do that. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals on paper that are kind of a big deal.
That's because Staples has just reduced their everyday prices on True Red paper.
And so right now, a ream of Staples True Red copy paper is only $3.99 every single day.
Just $3.99 for a ream of True Red copy paper makes every day a great day to save at Staples.
Shop in store or pick up curbside and save big with everyday low prices on paper at Staples.
Limit 3. Curbside available at most stores.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Your thoughts, your opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. You can get at us a couple of different ways. For Mike, on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to dance around with you and talk about NBA, college hoops, maybe some Major League Baseball, some NHL hockey, whatever we got time for in this last segment. And I do want to jump back to the NBA. We're after the All-Star break now. We've seen a pretty good sample size of what's to come. Do you believe that the Phoenix Suns will be a team to contend with in the Western Conference? Are the Utah Jazz a team to contend with? Do the Denver Nuggets figure things out? Do the Dallas Mavericks make a push? Where is Dame time in the mix of all this? And obviously, I've left out the two teams in L.A. How does LeBron and AD impact this thing? How do Tyronn Lue and Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, PG-13, there with the Clippers, how do they impact the Western Conference in the second half of the season?
That's a lot to unpack there, Dorf. You mentioned a ton of stuff. I'm just hoping my memory keeps up with what you're saying there. But look, we talked about the Dallas Mavericks earlier in the show, and you know that they're kind of above water right now. They're 18-16. They've won 3 in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10. But we also are very aware, and by us I mean you and I, that Luka Doncic needs to have a fabulous second part of the season for Dallas to get out. Because right now they're sitting in that 8 spot, but they got to get out of that 8 spot because they don't want to be out having to take on the Utah Jazz or the Lakers and have a early first round exit. So for them to maintain and get better, it's all about Luka. It just is. Because he gets everybody else involved. He's Magic Johnson. He passes the ball. He can shoot the ball. He can rebound. He's big. He has a little bit of beef to him. So he can kind of get in there and get rebounds. But he has to play like the player that we thought and think he is, and that the player that many put in the MVP conversation, at the beginning of the year. I think San Antonio, look, you and I talk about San Antonio, and you know, beyond their three players that you and I can name, no one's going to be able to name anybody. And this just might be Popovich's best coaching of his career. They lost their last game. They're 6-4 in their last 10. I wouldn't want to play a Popovich team in the first round. I would want to avoid that. Like a skunk, big time. I think the Phoenix Suns, our hometown team here, they're sitting number 2, in the West, but what Chris Paul has done, and I know you've mentioned this 1,000 times over, and I've talked about it as well, you know, the calmness, the continuity that he's brought, the chemistry that he's brought, how he's blended with Booker and Ayton and the rest of them, is something to behold. But at the same time, they're so young. They haven't been there. They haven't been through a playoff battle yet, a 7-game series. So that's going to be something I'm going to be looking at the second half of the season. Do the Phoenix Suns get tougher? Do they come into situations where it's a big game in terms of seeding, maybe winning the division? And how do they respond by being put under the lights of big time basketball? Utah? Just keep doing what you're doing, Utah. They got a little bit of everything on that team. They've lost 2 in a row, but I'm not overly concerned about Utah. They got Rudy Gobert. They got Spider-Man there. They got guys that know their role. They got shooters. They got rebounders. Utah is going to be a tough, tough out at the end of the day. And then where I grew up in Portland, it all revolves around Dame time. And can Dame get them over the hump? They're number 5 right now. They would love to have, at least a first round home court advantage there in Portland. Not that home court means all that much with not a sold out Rose Garden kind of thing, but it's going to be interesting. Do the rest of the Portland Trailblazers come along with Dame and Dame take them on a ride?
Look, I think Denver makes a huge run. They've started to figure things out. They beat the Bucks right the other day by a lot. I don't even know what it was. It might have been a 30-point route, something along those lines. And maybe at the end of the game it wasn't that many points, but it was. It was like a 30-point game. And I do think that they have started to get things going. The question that I've had is, like, who's going to play with Joker and Murray? And it seems like Porter Jr. has definitely stepped up as of late as their third guy. And look, I love that kid's game. I think it's just going to continue to grow and blossom. Here's where I'm going with San Antonio, bro. I think that as great as the coaching job that Popovich has done, it's exactly like you said. We know DeMar DeRozan. We know LaMarcus Aldridge. We know those guys, okay? But at the end of the day, I think there's too many guys we don't know. And the San Antonio Spurs could wind up being the team on the outside looking in at the end of the day, which means that like a team like Golden State winds up creeping in. And I actually think Golden State is like – a year away from actually being a contender. So anything that they can do to make the postseason this year, obviously Clay out, Wiseman, their young guy getting, you know, lots of minutes and playing with Steph and things like that. I like the Golden State Warriors moving forward after this season. I'll be honest with you. I think they're going to be a juggernaut once again, and they're going to be reloaded to go out there and cause all kinds of havoc and problems. And looking at the matchup with the Clippers and the Blazers right now, that's the 4-5 matchup if it were to end right now. Like, dude, I'm sorry, but Dame time and them, they're probably not beating the Clippers. And quite frankly, if they do, we're looking at a 6 or 7 game series probably. And these two teams are going to beat each other up. So what will they have left for the second round? I think that that's the biggest concern I have about the Western Conference right now is like, dude, there's a lot of good basketball being played in the Western Conference. You have a team with 27 wins, and then you have to go to the sixth spot where you have 21 wins. Again, man, I relate this to the Eastern Conference. 18 wins is the most in the sixth spot for the Eastern Conference at this moment in time. So I think the better brand of basketball is being played in the Western Conference. How much do they beat each other up in the postseason?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's that's a great question. And, you know, I would say that 4-5 matchup would be fun to watch. A lot of talent on the floor for both teams, but I would agree with you that the Clippers probably come through. They have I think they have, you know, better players, better depth. I don't know about, you know, the coaching's about even, in my opinion. Dana up there in Portland's done a great job in his tenure. But, you know, when you're Ty Lue, you got what you have down there with the Clippers, you will have the advantage. And how big of a thing would it be for Golden State to make the playoffs, buddy? Like, you know, they don't have Clay. What would that be, a coach of the year kind of nomination for Steve Kerr if they just make the playoffs?
Yeah, no, and by the way, Terry Stotts, the guy there in Portland for the Trailblazers. But look, man, look, I think that absolutely. Look, there's definitely some great coaching jobs going on right now. Philadelphia, again, we can shift to the Eastern Conference a little bit and talk about what Doc Rivers has done there. And I'm sorry, but even though Steve Nash is new to this game, he's managing egos extremely well, dude. I'm sorry, but when you can get Kyrie and James on the same page, like one guy going, hey, man, you know, I can defer to you, and you're probably the better passer than I am, and I can then go into the shooting guard role. I'm obviously talking about Kyrie in this sense. Like, I'm sorry, but there's something going on there. And I'm going to say this, man. I've said it to you several times. I'm going to be shocked as all hell if it's not the Brooklyn Nets playing the LA Lakers in the NBA championship. Okay. So Philadelphia proved me wrong. My Milwaukee Bucks proved me wrong. Boston Celtics proved me wrong. By the way, the New York Knicks don't look now, but they're in the fifth spot. Tibbs has done a tremendous job with them. We're talking about coaching, dude, right? Tibbs, the job he's done with them, instilling defense, like, maybe the Milwaukee Bucks could take a little lesson from what Tibbs is doing there, but that's beside the point. Utah Jazz, are you going to make a statement? Phoenix Suns. Hey, by the way, Mike, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the last time the Phoenix Suns have been this good, guess who was playing for them? Steve Nash, Sean Marion, Amari Stoudemire, Rajah Bell. Dude, it's been a long, long freaking time. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? So can any of these guys actually dethrone teams that I think are going to be extremely difficult to knock out. How in the hell is anybody going to beat Brooklyn 4 out of 7 times when you got KD, you got James, and you got Kyrie? I don't care about the depth. I'm listening to national radio and going, oh, I question the depth, this and that. I question the bigs. Okay, that's the one concern I do have for the Brooklyn Nets is they're lacking a little bit of size. But let's not forget about Joe Harris. Let's not forget about DeAndre Jordan, dude. Like, they've got dudes. They've got guys that can go out there and ball. So I listen to national media all the time. Sometimes they say things that stick. Sometimes they say things that just come out of their mouth. And quite frankly, I'm saying it right now. Brooklyn, L.A., anything else, I'm going to be shocked, brother.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be shocked as well. I mean, you pointed out perfectly what what they're going to have to do, what the other teams are going to have to do to get past Brooklyn. I mean, you got a big three there that it is a big three that is just loaded offensively in terms of being able to score, just flat out score the basketball. And if you can't match them point for point, basket for basket, you're going to be left, you're going to be left behind in a big, big way.
Hey, I just want to touch on this. We've only got a couple minutes left, obviously, before we take a break. And the boys of summer are into action, my friend. And obviously, it's cool to see. We said we needed March Madness to help us, and I do believe it's going to. But I also believe we need Major League Baseball to push us through the summer. And you know what? We're getting some baseball. I think the D-backs are going to be fun to watch in the sense of the win total, as our producer here locally, Spencer, said to us, is a little bit low. But what I've seen so far from spring training, maybe it's not so low. The Brewers might be one of the best defensive teams now that they went out and got Bradley Jr. I love the move. That fills a void of Ryan Braun very nicely for them. Your Cubs, they've gotten out of the gates pretty good, brother. So, again, it doesn't mean much, but we got baseball.
Yeah, no, it, you're right. It doesn't mean much, but we have baseball, and they're going to give this a go. We're almost pretty much a full season. But we'll see what happens. We just have to let it play out. I mean, the other night I'm watching some spring training. It was a lot of rookies, free agents playing, none of the big guns. But that'll come as we get further into spring training.
Look, I hope we can still get our good buddy Brett Boone to talk to us now that the guy's blowing up with the Boone podcast. Might be more difficult to get Brett Boone to break down Major League Baseball for us, but hopefully we will have him throughout the season. I heard the music. I know we got to take a break for the final time. We'll come back parting shot style like we always do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt,
Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here with us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Coming back to you in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And man, oh man, Mike, we take them deep into the hours of the night at that moment in time. But look, get at us a couple different ways. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Please check us out on Facebook, and which, by the way, Mike, we got to get more active. We've taken a little bit of a break, which is understandable. I get it, but now we got to get back in the grind of keeping the content for people to keep them engaged at the Dorf on Sports fan page on Facebook. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. So again, we just got to get more active, and I know it's a two-way street, brother. It's not just you, it's me as well. But as we always do at this time, parting shots. You're up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot goes out to Bryson DeChambeau of the PGA Tour. Yesterday, he just about drove a 555-yard par, you know, par 5-6 hole. He crossed the lake. It ended up 50 yards to the right of that hole. But you and I both play golf, and if you haven't seen that video yet, Dorf, you got to see it. He just smoked this ball, and it's just a little bit of jealousy on my part to be able to hit that ball that far.
Look, DeChambeau has been talking about wanting more length. Well, I guess he's got it. Just have to be able to keep it under control a little bit better. Look, my parting shot's going to the Milwaukee Bucks. Look, you've been the best team for the last couple of years during the regular season. I don't think you're putting quite as much stock into it this year. So, with that being said, go out, get it done. Get out of the Eastern Conference. Prove the Dorf Man wrong. For Mike Wilson, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.